I'm going to say it out loud. The Keta that we want to look at this morning is in Chamishi, which is the Aliyah that contains all the blessings and the curses. Arur, 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 Arur. Now, how many Arurs are there? So you count up all the Arurs in total, you get 12, which is very convenient. 12 is a good number. It makes us able to align it with all the Shvatim. I haven't seen anybody actually align each one with any of the Shvatim, but Rashi makes a comment. Rashi actually, he quotes a comment from one of his predecessors, Rav Moshe Darshan, who says the truth is there are really 11. Because the last one, Arur Asher Lo Yakim Et Divrei HaTorah Hazot, that's kind of a kolel. It's kind of a collective one. It doesn't refer to any specific Avera like the other ones do. So really you only have 11. That's trouble. If you only have 11, then you can only get 11 Shvatim. So in fact, Rav Moshe Darshan says there's one Shevet that doesn't get one of the curses. Which Shevet is it? No, it's a surprising one. Shimon. Menachem is always on the ball with Rashi. Shimon doesn't get a curse. This is a little bit surprising because, you know, Shimon, we don't have great impressions of Shimon over the last few years. He was involved with many different things, including with Benot Midyan, Shulmiyo ben Tzuri Shaddai, not such great things. And Moshe Darshan says that's exactly the point. Later on, in Parashat V'zot HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give out brachot to all the Shvatim. And the one Shevet who doesn't get a proper bracha, his bracha is not introduced, he's not mentioned specifically, he's getting a bracha, is Shevet Shimon. And so Moshe Darshan says, Moshe felt it wasn't right. If he's not going to bless Shimon, then he cannot have a curse set aside specifically for Shevet Shimon. And that's why Shevet Shimon does not get a specific, or at least there are only 11 klalot, and it's supposed to exclude Shimon from the klalot. Shavua Tov.